I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Rebecca Raisin is the author of several novels, including the Little Paris series. Her short stories have been published in various anthologies and fiction magazine series. The Little Bookshop on the Seine is another novel set in a bookshop. The story begins. Rebecca writes, "With a heavy heart, I placed the sign in the display window. All books 50% off. If things didn't pick up soon, it would read closing down sale. The thought alone was enough to make me shiver. The autumnal sky was awash with purples and smudges of orange as I stepped outside to survey the display window from the sidewalk. Star-shaped leaves crunched underfoot. I forced a smile. A sale wouldn't hurt, but maybe it'd take the bookshop figures from the red into the black, which I so desperately needed. My rent has been hiked up." Nearly every bookstore has this problem. Rebecca's friend Sarah knows. The pressure continues. Raisin writes, "Imagine if I had to close the shop for good, like so many other shops had in recent times. It pained me to think people were missing out on a real-life bookshop experience. Wasn't it much better when you could step into a dimly lit space and eke your way around searching for the right novel? You could run a fingertip along the spines, smell that glorious old book scent, flick them open, and unbend a dog-eared page. Reading someone else's notes in the margin or a highlighted passage and see why that sentence or metaphor had dazzled the previous owner. A word for the wise here, don't dog-ear your pages, and by all means treasure any marginalia that happens to fall your way." To continue, "Books were fussy when it came to their owners and gave off a type of sound and almost imperceptible whir when the right person was near. Most people weren't aware that books choose us at the time when we needed them most." Sarah gets a letter from her friend in Paris. Sophie writes she must leave Paris and return to the U.S. She wants to swap bookstores for an unknown time. The two agree. "It was as though the City of Lights had pulled out all the stops on my first morning here. The air was fragrant with promise. I rifled through my backpack, searching for sunglasses. My face was split with a cheesy grin. I was really here, Paris. And so far, I hadn't been snatched, mugged, or even scammed, as Mom had warned me about 4 million times before she kissed me goodbye. Rolling my suitcase along, stifling a yawn, I made my way to the ticket booth to ask where the train station was." Rebecca Raisin embarks on a wonderful adventure in the little bookshop on the Seine. Anyone who visited the City of Lights or who wants to visit Paris will find this adventure thrilling. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading!